Thank you so much, David, for those two readings. As you probably know, if you're here around on Sunday, we are undergoing a sermon series, a preaching series on who on earth are we? And this week we've been thinking about the fact that we are learners. And when you hear the word learning, you might have inwardly groaned and think, oh no, not learning, that's what I did when I was at school, and all that kind of thing. I don't know about you, but I really quite like quizzes. We've got a quiz coming up in November that Susie's organising, a Tier Fund, a great big quiz night. Sounds really exciting. Do go along if you're free. Quizzes where you can get them online, on the internet, on TV. Quiz nights that we can have in real and on Zoom. Quizzes might be really good, and they're really good fun to be engaged in quizzes if you're that kind of, if you're that way wired. But there's a lot more to learning and being learners than just being able to remember and repeat facts. Good though that is, there's nothing wrong with facts, don't get me wrong. But there is a bit more to learning than just doing that. And we're learners throughout our whole lives, not just while we're at school or college or university. And we're learning new things every day as we navigate our ever-changing world. And it is ever-changing each day. Just think of these things for a few moments. Think of elderly people who are mastering the internet and the World Wide Web. That's a learning thing. Or young couples learning new parenting skills. Or learning a new language. Or learning to knit. That's me. I'm learning to knit at the moment. It's quite fun. Or progressing to a new level on your favourite game. Or whatever it is, we're all learning new things all the time. And as we continue to learn, we have had to learn new ways of behaving during the COVID-19 pandemic. And it goes on and on and on. We've had to learn social distance, and that's really hard because we want to get close, but we have to stand back. We've had to learn to wear a mask, and we don't like doing that because we can't see each other properly, can't see each other smile. Some of us have had to learn new technology, like hosting Zoom services or just getting onto Zoom. That has been a challenge for many of us. A lot of things to learn, and we go on learning. And as Christians, we are called to be learners. And we can learn in many ways to grow in our relationship with God and fulfil our Christian calling and all that God wants for us. For example, getting better at praying by learning new ways of talking to God and listening to God. Understanding the Bible better, finding fresh ways of studying and reading in order to learn what God's word teaches us about the way he wants us to live our lives. We can also learn to listen so that we can live and walk alongside others in empathy and loving care and compassion. And listening is a really high-level skill and something that some of you may already have, but that's something we can continue to learn during our lives. We can also grow in confidence as we begin to share our faith with others. And there is so much more that we can learn. We may think we're not good learners at all. When I was at school, back in the day, I had to learn a lot of facts, and I was terrible at it, because we had to keep doing exams and writing them down. I couldn't remember anything, and I was always in trouble for not doing well at that. Fortunately, since then, I've found many other ways to continue learning throughout my life, and I'm sure a lot of us are in that category, finding many ways of learning. Some of us might find school and things like that a challenge, but some of us might be happiest with our nose in a book. That's a way of learning. Others might be happy learning alongside a friend or a family member or neighbour to learn together. We all learn in different ways. And the same is true of the two characters we met in our Bible readings. So firstly, King Solomon, who we heard about in 1 Kings. Solomon asked God to give him wisdom. He wanted wisdom so he could have discernment to understand and know the difference between right and wrong. And the Lord had appeared to Solomon at night in a dream, and this is where the conversation between them happened. As king, Solomon would rule and govern over his people and wanted to do this with more godly wisdom. And throughout his life and reign, Solomon needed to learn wisdom. He needed to grow a wise heart in the many situations and decisions he faced. So that was Solomon in 1 Kings. In our John 3 reading, we heard about Nicodemus. Nicodemus was someone who was right up there. He was highly educated. He knew everything. One of the members of the Jewish ruling council. There probably wasn't much that Nicodemus didn't know. He was one of the elite. He was respected. But with all that, Nicodemus still recognised that he had so much more to learn. And in the story, in that reading, we see him coming to Jesus at night and asking him a question about faith. He probably came at night because he didn't want his other highly educated colleagues to see him doing that, because he might have lost a bit of face. Could have been a bit embarrassing, really. But he came to Jesus at night and asked him a question about faith. And for Nicodemus to approach Jesus in that way, the humble carpenter and simple rabbi, just showed that he had more to learn. He didn't know it all. Even if his fellow ruling counsellors might have thought he did. So Solomon in 1 Kings, Nicodemus in John 3, both grown men still seeking to learn and grow in wisdom. And as Christians, we are to also to keep on learning and growing in faith and wisdom. We might think we've been to school or college or university, or we've been on that course, or we've read that book. We've learnt everything. Ka-ching, we've done it all. But no, there's always more that God has for us as learners, however young or old we are, however academic or not we might feel. It doesn't really matter whether we're academic or not, we still have things to learn. I recall some wonderful Christian friends of mine who, even when getting on a bit, well advanced in years, they were always, for example, at the front of the queue to sign up for the latest course. They were so humble about their need to go on learning. It really struck me at the time. They were developing and growing their faith throughout their whole lives. We have many opportunities, including through our diocese and more locally, for us to grow and deepen in our Christian faith. So one example is we're going to be running the Bible course, which is produced by the Bible Society. We're going to be running that starting in November, then taking a break, and then again in the new year for a few weeks. Bible course is a chance to get to grips more fully with God's word in an interactive and informative way. So do consider joining us on this course. It will be via Zoom, so apologies to those of you who are not on the internet, but it'll be via Zoom. But courses might not suit everyone. It might not be your preferred way of learning. There are other opportunities to learn, either individually or as a Christian family. The point I'm trying to make is we're lifelong learners, whether we go on courses or not. Courses is just one way of doing this. And as we learn throughout our lives, our Christian lives, our learning is always so that we can ... We're not just learning for the sake of it. Imagine back in school again, going to school or college or university to learn things which can never then be used in life. What would be the point of that? We can learn through our studies so that we can get better at whatever it is. We learn more about the Bible so that we grow as Christian disciples. We learn to pray better so that we can talk and listen to God and understand more fully what God wants us to do. We learn so that we can grow closer to God as his disciples. We serve and follow a God about whom there's so much more to understand. And there's none of us understand fully. In our earthly lives, we will never fully know. There's a song called "Who Can Know the Mind of Our Creator?" And it goes on to say, "I stand in awe." And I think a lot of us in worship may be standing in awe because we don't understand all of God. But we keep on learning. And Nicodemus, who had spent year upon year studying the scriptures and debating with the scholars, still knew he had much to learn. So he came to Jesus recognizing that this apparently simple Jewish rabbi had wisdom from God from which Nicodemus could learn. Solomon, that king of power and might, still knew he needed more from God if he was to be the best ruler he possibly could be. And we too, however wise or foolish we think we are, however educated or ignorant we believe ourselves to be, still have much more to learn from God through Jesus and the Holy Spirit as we seek to serve him better as his disciples. And also we learn so that we can be changed. As we discover more about Jesus and the wonderful unconditional riches of his love, we should expect to begin to be changed and transformed through the Holy Spirit. Jesus longs to see his people becoming ever more Christ-like, ever more like him, as they learn more of the Saviour who they serve and follow. Who we serve and follow, that's all of us. If we want to become more like Jesus, let us commit to learning more about him and all that he has for us. Those wonderful friends I mentioned earlier, Colin and Sheila, spent a lifetime learning more about Jesus and were indeed Christ-like people. That Christ-likeness shone through them in all that they did and the many interactions they had with those around them. They were truly witnesses of the living God whom they loved and served and spent their lives learning more about. This lifelong journey of learning is one that we're on with Jesus and, of course, with one another. We can learn together. It can be much harder to learn on one's own, although it's possible, but with the support of those around us, it can become a very different thing. Whether through courses, through books, through conversations, through good listening, through digging into our Bibles, through revitalising our prayer lives, we continue on this learning journey, guided and inspired by God for his kingdom and for his purposes. So a few thoughts there. And as we come to a moment of pause in a moment and we pray, we'll take a bit of quiet. And I'd like to invite you to bring any requests you have before God. It may be that you need a bit of wisdom for a particular situation that you're facing, or it may be that you want to grow in love and knowledge of the Bible. It may be that you want to re-energise and bring more to life your prayer life, or it may be something else that God is prompting you to bring to him. So we'll take just a short moment of quiet. It'll be a few moments, literally, and then I will lead us all in a word of prayer. So let's just pause and be still. Lord Jesus, as we offer our prayers to you, would you continue to nurture and teach us that we may grow, that we may love and serve you as your disciples all our days. Amen.